Hare Krishna. So, very beautifully Gaurang Prabhu and His Grace Govind Prabhu spoke, so they have done the 2G scam. You know, both begin with G. So I don't know if you need a 3G. My coming here is probably a 3G, which I'm sure will be nowhere close to the 2G. Therefore, S will come and Shyamananda Prabhu will come. And it will be Madhurena Samapayet. You know, Shyamananda Prabhu will end the discussion. Not end, you can never use the word end, but he'll definitely give the icing on the cake by speaking, like they say in Sanskrit, Madhurena Samapayet. End with a sweet. So, after hearing from the both exalted speakers this morning, several thoughts were coming in my mind. And first was that Govind Prabhu spoke about Krishna's simplicity. There is Krishna's grandness, there is Krishna's simplicity, and there is also Krishna's sweetness. And Gaurang Prabhu spoke about Krishna's eyes, how he closed his eyes. On a fasting day, Krishna closes his eyes, devotees also close their eyes. And, you know, and therefore, as time passes by in the afternoon, the speakers later have a tougher challenge. Earlier on, it's easy. Afterwards, as the fasting day goes on, it's very, very difficult. Still, 2 o'clock is not so bad. If the class is in the evening, last year I had to give a class in Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, and I was on the stage, far away from the audience, and the lights were off. And the timing of the class was 10 o'clock in the night. Fasting all day long. So one can imagine. And like devotees always say, Lord Ram and Radharani were very merciful because there's only half day fasting. You know, Lord Krishna, full day fasting, very difficult. Or Nikunj Bihari Prabhu, last week when Balaram appearance day was also Raksha Bandhan. So he went to sister's house for Raksha Bandhan. And he decided to go in the morning because later in the day he had to be here. So he went in the morning hours and it was fasting, so he didn't take any water. So the sister was very upset, it's Raksha Bandhan today and you're not coming to sister's house, not eating. He said, no, today is fasting. What is fasting? No, we have some Balaram appearance day, etc. So she said, you know, are you on fast food? You know, are you on fast food? And by fast food she meant farali. You know, Sabudana Vada and all that. So if it's not feast food, probably you're on fast food. So today there is no fast food, or there is no food. You know, no water even. So it's a big challenge to speak at this hour. But I'll try to glorify the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna on this most auspicious occasion of his appearance day, Janmashtami. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, as he's narrating the Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj speaks to Shukadeva Goswami and says, Brahmana Bhagavata Tasya Bhumna Swachhanda Vartinaha. Swachhanda Vartinaha means Krishna is moving around Bhumna on planet Earth in Vrindavan freely. Swachhanda Vartina. Freely moving around in Vrindavan and performing incredible pastimes. Gopala Udara Charitam. These pastimes, Parikshit Maharaj calls them Gopala Udara Charitam. Gopala Charitra. The Charitra of Lord Gopal, the pastimes of Lord Gopal, which are Udara, extremely magnanimous. Kastripeta Amritam Jusham. Who will be satisfied by hearing these pastimes? Please describe more. There is no end. I'm not satisfied. Speak more. And therefore, this word Gopala Udara Charitam is extremely important. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, this word Gopal means two things. The first meaning of Gopal is what we know, of course. Gopal means that Krishna who is the maintainer of the cows. Gopalaka. Gopal. One who maintains the cows. And therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions Gopala Charitra means the pastimes of Lord Krishna as a cowherd boy. On the day of Gopashtami, Lord Krishna enters his Pauganda age from his Kaumara age. Kaumara is 1 to 5. Pauganda is 6 to 10. Kaishora is 11 to 15. And Yavana is 16, full stop. After that, he doesn't grow. At 16, Krishna stops growing. So on the day of Gopashtami, when Krishna enters his Pauganda age, Nanda Maharaj entrusts Lord Krishna with the responsibility of cows. Till then, he's taking care of calves, bachda. Now he has to take care of cows. As a person grows in his life, he's expected to take more responsibility. As a devotee grows in his spiritual life also, he's expected to take more responsibility. Child comes back from school and then mother asks, what you learned from nursery? He says, Baba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three back full. Very good. And the child comes back from school when he's in 10th standard and mother asks, what you learned? Baba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, bad. Mother will slap him, you rascal. Nonsense. You've grown from KG to 10th class till you are on Baba black sheep. So Nanda Maharaj also doesn't like that. Kaumara, you're taking of calves, nah? Now you're grown up. Now take care of cows. And so also, when devotee comes to the temple, he comes at a certain level, and after 10 years also he comes from the same level. Krishna the father doesn't like that. Don't keep saying Baba black sheep in Krishna consciousness. First day when we come, we say, give me Krishna. Then when we come, you have to say, take Krishna. Growing means take Krishna. We are around the Ganpati season, like Govindpur was mentioning, going to Siddhivinayak. And in Ganpati, what everyone says, Ganpati Bappa Morgya, Mordya, not Morya. Ganpati Bappa Mordya. Ganpati Bappa Mordya. What have we come to say on Janmashtami? Gopinath Bappa Morgya. You take from us. And therefore, if we are expecting to remain on the same level of Krishna consciousness, that is not right. As every day passes, we have to grow deeper in our Krishna consciousness. Just like an athlete in the Olympics, will he ever want to keep his record the same every year? No. Every year, the athletic participating in an athletic race wants to break his own record. And therefore, a sadhaka, a practitioner, devotee also wants to break his own record from the previous day. Right. Not previous year. Wants to keep on growing in his Krishna consciousness. And therefore, on the day of Gopashtami, understanding that Krishna and Balaram have grown up from their Kaumara to their Pauganda age, Nanda Maharaj entrusts them with the responsibility of cows from calves grow up. Now, take more responsibility, not just remaining the same. And then Mother Yashoda tells Krishna, hey Krishna, I think I want to offer you shoes. Today I have made shoes made of gold, studded with rubies and sapphires. Pehle kitna cost hoga uska? Imagine, aisa juta koi nahi pehen sakta. Aisa juta kha sakta hai. Can never wear shoes like that in life. Who can wear shoes made of solid gold, studded with rubies and sapphires and emeralds? And Mother Yashoda has made precious shoes for Krishna and says, wear these shoes, Krishna. And Krishna says, have you got shoes for all my cows also? Mere gayon ke liye bhi agar juta banaye to main juta pehnunga, nahi to nahi chahiye tumhara juta. Sone ka ho, heere ka ho, moti ka ho, I don't want your shoes. The principle of empathy. Not just wanting oneself. When others don't have, nah, I don't want to hold it and keep it with myself. In His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's book, Journey Home, we find the same principle. When he was a little boy, and this waiter who came in the restaurant, he was his friend. And therefore, he wouldn't come into the restaurant because how can he take service? Principle of empathy. And therefore, Krishna decided, I don't want shoes. I do not want shoes because my cows don't have shoes. Krishna doesn't only not take shoes, sometimes he takes the shoes of others away. One mother here in Bombay, in 1996, on the day of Janmashtami, forced her son, you have to come to the temple. Son, no interest. Mandir kaha? Alag alag mandir bahar hai, idhar kaha? Hare Krishna mandir mein kaha? You know, there is Madira mandir. You know, there is Mas mandir. There's so many different mandirs. Why you will come here? And then the mother forced him to come and he had played cricket that day. And he had purchased a pair of shoes, new, for cricket. And he had worn that shoes for the first time in his life. 3,000 rupees worth. And he came here. And our Sunandan Prabhu was standing at the shoe store. So he said, kitne samay tak rukne wale aap? Bola 10 minute. 10 minute se zyada koi naujawan ladka mandir mein rukta hai? Wo baki jagah rukne ke liye hota. Not here. Said, so then you don't need to keep it in the shoe stall. Keep it next to just the shoe stall. I will take care. And grudgingly, somehow the mother brought him in. The boy came inside. And when he walked inside, 10 minute ka, 20 minute, 20 minute ka, aadha ghanta ho gaya darshan mein. And when he came down, the shoes were missing. Krishna had taken the shoes away. On the day of Janmashtami. Gopashtami, he doesn't wear shoes. On Janmashtami, sometimes he doesn't allow others to wear shoes. And when the shoes were gone, this guy was so frustrated. Where is my shoes? He said, you said you will come in 10 minutes. Now it's half an hour. So there's no shoes now. Gone. Pahle force karke laya mandir mein. Naya pair of shoes. 3,000 rupay ka. Pahle din gayab. He took a vow. Is mandir mein main kabhi kadam nahi rakhunga wapas. This temple I'll never put my foot again. And Krishna took the shoes away. Krishna took him away. Krishna took his whole family away. And 1997, they all started coming. And this devotee is our Radhikapati Prabhu. And now he takes other shoes away because he wants them to come to Govindas. Juta rokhe idhar prasad. And therefore, Krishna, on the day of Gopashtami, Gopala Charita means Krishna's pastime as a cowherd boy decided not to take shoes. The other reason Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says Krishna decided not to take shoes was because Krishna wanted his lotus feet to move around Vrindavan bare feet and make the imprints of his lotus feet all over Brajbhumi. Vrindavanam punyam ativa chakratuhu. Samam sakhaiva samam padam Vrindavanam punyam ativa chakratuhu. Krishna and Balaram entered into the forest of Vrindavan bare feet, denying shoes to Mother Yashoda because they wanted to make Vrindavan Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Vrindavan because of the touch of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. That place is not a holy place unless the lotus feet of Krishna, the footprints are imprinted there. And therefore, deliberately, Krishna didn't wear shoes so that he turns Vrindavan into a holy place of pilgrimage by touching the land of Vrindavan with his lotus feet. And therefore, Krishna's lotus feet, when they come in our life, our life also becomes Vrindavanam Punyam. Extremely auspicious. Anyone who decides to take the lotus feet of the Lord on his head, surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord, life becomes Punyam, auspicious. That's why Krishna doesn't have shoes in his lotus feet. Jute pehnenge to apne sar par unke lotus footprint kaise aayenge? Therefore our Sudama Prabhu says, what is the meaning of surrender? Krishna ke charnon ke under apna sar rakhna. Sar under. When you put your sar under the lotus feet of Krishna, that is called surrender. So that the lotus feet of the Lord can make their impressions on our head. And that is the place for the devotees. Lotus feet. Yamunacharya, once when he came to Srinangam, he was sitting at the lotus feet of Lord Ranganath. And one devotee came and said to Yamunacharya, Alavandaru, his name was Alavandaru also. Alavandaru, why are you sitting at the lotus feet? Why don't you sit at the lotus feet? Such a beautiful face Ranganath has. Yamunacharya said, that is Duryodhan's place. The lotus feet is Arjun's place. We sit at Arjun's place. Duryodhan's place means lotus face. And therefore, Krishna, as Gopal, does not wear shoes in Vrindavan. So it can move around in Vrindavan with his auspicious lotus feet moving around and leaving the footprints all over to turn Vrindavan into a Tirtha. Vrindavan is a Tirtha. Because Krishna does not wear shoes. If Krishna would have shoes, Vrindavan wouldn't have been Tirtha, according to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Pad. Because of not wearing shoes, his lotus feet touch that holy place or that place and make that place holy. Kaliya, when he was delivered by Lord Krishna, Krishna sent him to the Damanaka Islands, modern day Fiji. And as he was going to the Damanaka Islands, Kaliya expressed his fear to Lord Krishna by saying, "My dear Lord, if I go to Fiji, I mean not Indian, say Fiji, it's modern day Fiji, if I go to the Damanaka Islands, Garuda will eat me away." Lord Krishna said, "How will Garuda eat you away? I have danced on your hoods and now your hoods have my lotus footprint. Therefore, Garuda cannot touch you." And therefore, devotees who have the lotus footprint of the Lord on their heads, Maya cannot touch them. I'm not comparing Garuda to Maya, but saying just like Garuda was very powerful and could do nothing to Kaliya because of the footprint of the Lord on his head, similarly, the material energy can do nothing to a devotee when he has the lotus footprint of the Lord on his head. Therefore, we wear Vaishnava Tilak. The Tilak is nothing but the feet of the Lord. And this is the Tulsi of the Lord. Arey Tilak lagane par Maya kya karegi? Kaise Maya kisi ka ek baal bhi baanka kar sakti hai? Lekin itta bada Tilak lagate hain highway jaisa. Naak se shikha tak. Pura express highway jaisa. Phir bhi Maya mein gir jate devotees. How? Kaliya could not be touched by Garuda. And devotees have a full tilak. This is the lotus footprint of the Lord with a tulsi offered to his lotus feet. How? Because tilak is not simply on the forehead. Tilak is the spirit. Spirit that I'm accepting Krishna's lotus feet in my life. Srila Prabhupada was once asked by a reporter, "What is this, Swamiji? Why have you put this on your head?" Srila Prabhupada said, "You're a Christian, no?" He said, "Yes." "Why they have a cross on the church?" Prabhupada questioned him. "Why they have a cross on the church?" And this reporter replied, "They have a cross on the church because cross on top means this entire building is the property of Jesus." Prabhupada said, "Similarly, we also have tilak on top. To tell everyone this entire body is the property of Krishna." Right. You know, that was Srila Prabhupada's genius. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. And therefore, Lord Krishna moves around in Vrindavan as Gopal. Cowherd boy. Gopala Charitra. Gopala Charitam means the pastimes of Lord Krishna as a cowherd, where he moves around in Vrindavan and does not wear shoes. One, because the cows do not have shoes. And two, because he wants to turn Vrindavan into a holy place of pilgrimage. The second meaning of Gopal, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, is go means senses. And Gopal means one who gives nourishment to the senses of all devotees. And one who gives protection to the senses of all devotees. The senses are constantly wandering. And one of the biggest wandering senses is the mind. At 12:30 on the fasting day, mind is wandering like anything. And therefore, Gopala Charitra means on Janmashtami, how Krishna keeps us awake and also keeps our mind awake and gives nourishment to us through Krishna Katha. How Krishna protects his devotees from the wandering of the senses. One time one boy was telling me a story. Young college boy, devotee boy, chanting 16 rounds. Initiated devotee, but student. He was coming in a bus to Babulnath to attend our Sunday program. And as he was inside the bus was extremely crowded. So crowded that you couldn't even turn behind. And somehow due to some reason, this boy happened to turn around. And there was a very beautiful girl standing behind him. So he was saying, "Nene, I can't think like that. I'm 16 rounder. I'm initiated. Initiated 16 rounder. Maya spares or what? You know, the wandering senses spare or what? I will not think like that. No. Mataji. She's Mataji. I can't think anything else." You know, he was thinking like that. And suddenly as he was thinking like that, he started experiencing some nudging and prodding from behind. My God, this was too much. Till now, it was only look. Now she was prodding him, nudging him, pushing him from behind. And meanwhile, the bus had become so crowded that there was no chance to turn behind. At a point of time, he said, enough is enough. As the bus comes to the final stop, she's been pushing me and nudging me. As soon as the bus stops and there is a little respite from the crowd, I'm going to get down and propose to her. Arey, bus hai. I'm going to propose to her, will you marry me? This is a real story, by the way. I'm not making it up. And the bus landed at Babulnath. It was crowded still. And as the crowd subsided, he turned around. And there was a big fat man with a belly. Yeah. And his belly was rubbing against his back. You know? Because that girl had got down from the back door long back. And mind means four things. M for magnification, I for imagination, N for neglect, and D for denial. Magnifying small things and making them big. Chota problem hai. Small thing in life. Chota kuch bola hai kisi ne. Magnify beyond what it is. I for imagination. Girl got down. But imagining, she is pushing me. She is interested in me. I have to propose to her when I get down. You know. And N for neglecting. Neglecting good advice from devotees. And D for denial. Denying opportunities to serve. That is mind. Mind will magnify small issues and make them big in the mind. I imagine sense gratificatory proposals. Neglect advice from devotees. And deny opportunities to serve that come our way. This guy, when he came to the temple, he was telling the story. And he said, Krishna is Gopal. Gopala Charitam. How he protects the senses of his devotees from wandering to sense gratification is incredible. Krishna's job is not only protecting the devotees from sense gratification. Krishna's job is also nourishing the senses of devotees by his grace. And therefore, if one goes to a marriage or a party, in a party, all the five senses are zapped. You go to a party, modern day party, and in a party, the first thing you will get is perfume. Pure hawa mein perfume hai. Denim, L'Oreal, and all varieties of perfume. Brutally they say, brute. You know, all the perfumes in the air. And one is zapped by that perfume. And after the perfume comes sights. One can see. All people dressed up in such amazing outfits. And party means regal outfits. Dressed in their bridal finery, everyone. Sights. And then there is sounds. My God, what kinds of music. All kinds of music is going on. And then there is touch. Where they'll hold hands and dance with each other. Right. And then finally there is tastes. Big meals. And we have got such experiences of party, birthday party, marriage party, wedding party, this party, that party. All our senses are zapped by those impressions. Krishna is Gopala Charitam because he takes responsibility of nourishing the senses of the devotees. When we enter into a temple, today is Krishna's birthday party, Janmashtami. Zapped by the perfume of the incense all over the temple hall. There is such amazing perfume. If you go to Juhu temple, the first thing you enter in, there is an attack of the fragrance in the nostrils. And people become devotees by agarbatti ka smell. Our Shamanand Prabhu came to the temple and one of his attractions to come to the temple was he got an Ishopanishad. And when he smelled the Ishopanishad, agarbatti ke bich mein rakhte, amazing, I must go to get where it is from. And in Moscow, when people give out gifts to police, they don't give prasad. They give agarbatti. Because agarbatti is considered extremely rare. And I used to see devotees in Moscow would offer tulsi puja. Aur agarbatti aisa jala ke tulsi puja ko wapis buja ke rakhte the. Like kitne kanjus hai. Wahi agarbatti tulsi ko roj dopahar. I felt like that, you know. Why they are offering same agarbatti daily? Then I asked, what do you do? Said, no, everyone here loves agarbatti. So we don't want to give bhoga. We want to give mahaprasad of tulsi. So when you go for Harinam, they give Tulsi ka agarbatti. And as soon as police gets agarbatti, anyone gets agarbatti in Moscow, smile. Udhar hi leke baith ke drug addict jaise lagate aur... You know, they will sit there and start smelling in great ecstasy the agarbatti that is offered. And therefore, Krishna comes as Gopal to zap our senses, smell the incense that is offered to the devotee. If you all want, we will stop offering full. We will give the maha. You can smell that incense. And it is incredible, the mahotsav that it creates for the senses. And then what to speak of prasad? I don't need to speak about that at all. You know, one guy came for one of our festivals in the base, Bhandirvan base. We used to have Jagannath Chappan Bhog every month. And one boy came. Young lad, very handsome young lad, thin fellow, chartered accountant, studying CA. So he came again and then he sat and we gave prasad sab ho gaya. So I asked him, kaisa laga? I said, kaisa laga? Arre, kaisa laga? Only thing he did is he kept moving his hand on the belly and kept laughing. He couldn't speak. Too good. He had eaten so many things. Gopala Charitra means Krishna comes to nourish the senses of devotees, feeding them so much prasad, nourishing the sense, the tongue. And our neighbor downstairs is the Punjabi man. He came and he said, ye koi tarika hai? Huh? Ye koi tarika hai? Huh? Kya chal raha hai? Main har mahine langar lagate hain? Huh? Ye koi gurudwara bana ke rakha hai idhar? Ye koi tarika hai is prakar se karne ka? My God, he was so upset because 100 boys would come to the base, 150. Eating festival means 150 number increases. A lecture means small number. You know. And then we started giving him prasadam also. He said, no, koi baat nahi, langar lagate rehna. Thoda idhar bhi bhejna. Gurudwari ka prasad idhar bhi bhejna thoda. It's a festival for the senses. Krishna comes to create that festival for the senses. Zap the senses and nourish the senses of the devotees. And what to speak of kirtans for the years, the music in this party. What a music it is. Incredible music. One guy after the Prerna festival, bola kaise laga? Started crying. I said, kisi ne kuch bola? Second service nahi diya prasad ka. Started crying. Just crying. Just last prerna. Crying incessantly. His name is Rishabh Shah. I'll tell you the name also. Crying only. Then after 5 minutes, I just patted him. Shant patted him. Keep quiet. No problem. Take it easy. So what happened? The bhakti is too good here. पहली बार आ रहा है बोला इतना भक्ति भक्ति मॉडर्न का इतना भक्ति कैसे समझ गया उसको भक्ति इज टू गुड एंड देन नेक्स्ट टाइम आई मेट हिम ही सेड एवरी वीक आई कम टू द टेंपल 3 times अ वीक एंड आई परफॉर्म भक्ति एट फॉर 15 minutes बोला 15 मिनट क्या भक्ति करता है आई कुड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज सेइंग देन आई रियलाइज ही वाज टॉकिंग अबाउट शयन दर्शन कीर्तन और जिस दिन बोला ना भक्ति वॉज टू ग्रेट वो बोल रहा था कीर्तन बहुत अच्छा था सो हिज वर्ड फॉर कीर्तन वॉज भक्ति ही डिडंट नो व्हाट टू कॉल इट सो ही सेड भक्ति वॉज टू गुड यू नो एंड देयरफॉर म्यूजिक ओह व्हाट इज द अमेजिंग म्यूजिक कीर्तन उत्सव फॉर द इयर्स व्हाट इज द पार्टी आउटसाइड दिस बैंग 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 रॉकिंग द साउंड एंड रॉकिंग एवरीवन माय गॉड टू मच कीर्तन्स एंड देन होल्डिंग हैंड्स एंड डांसिंग विद ईच अदर लाइक दे डांस यू नो In a dance, ballet dance, the guy and the girl will dance holding their hands. Here devotees are holding their hands and dancing. Of course, we keep Prerna and Chetna separately, therefore. You know. Otherwise, this will become a ballroom. You know. And therefore, amazing. And the sights, look at the outfit today. Who can wear that outfit? Thanks to our Gaur Krishna Prabhu and Murli Mohan Prabhu. What designs? What an incredible outfit. It is a Netrotsava. Festival for the eyes. And therefore, Vishnu Chakra Thakur says, Krishna is called Gopal because he protects the senses of his devotees and he nourishes the senses of his devotees. In particular, he nourishes the senses of devotees by Shravanam and Kirtanam, by hearing and chanting his glories. So Gaurang Prabhu, he spoke on the eyes of Krishna. I want to speak on the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Kadachit Authanika Kautukaplave. One day, Mother Yashoda, she saw that Lord Krishna turned over. And when Lord Krishna turned over, she decided, I should celebrate a festival today. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, Krishna consciousness, we only want a bahana to celebrate. Humko to bas utsav manane ka ek bahana chahiye. See the Vaishnava calendar. No other calendar has so many festivals. Kal nirnay mein nahi aur koi nirnay mein nahi. Ek hi jagah pe festival. Iska appearance hai, uska disappearance hai. Phir appearance aagaya, phir disappear. Phir nauka vihar, phir julan vihar. Phir ye vihar, phir wo vihar. Phir nirjay lekha dashi, phir sajay lekha dashi. Phir dwadashi, phir ye. Aray kuch kaam danda hai ki nahi? Hai? We just want a bahana to celebrate. Huh? So a reporter came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, Swamiji, what do you do for recreation? Srila Prabhupada said, we do only recreation. And to fill in the gaps, we do some work. Right. So Janmashtami ke Radhashtami beech mein office hai. Phir Radhashtami aur Yatra ke beech mein office hai. Office aur Gaur Purnima ke beech mein office hai. Phir uske aur Govardhan Puja ke beech mein office hai. So Krishna consciousness is festival. Mahotsava. Simply festival. Kevala ananda kanda. Enjoying in Krishna consciousness. Not suffering Krishna consciousness. All the suffering is caused because of magnification, imagination, neglect and denial, the mind. Right? Otherwise, it is simply a festival. Festive occasion. Incredible festival. And therefore, Mother Yashoda, she decided, today Krishna has turned over. Let me celebrate. She called all the Brajavasis in Vrindavan to celebrate. And how did she celebrate the festival? By four things. First, Mother Yashoda had music. Like that day during the Radha Gopinath's Brahmotsavam, we had Nadaswaram. Our people were sitting and, you know, playing this instruments, all of those people. Or so confused. They were all confused. Because we have never had separate accompaniments in our temple. It always used to be only Mridanga. So it was completely bona fide to have such instruments. Why? Mother Yashoda had musical instruments first. Vaditra, secondly Geetaha, she had singing. Everyone was singing there in Vrindavan, in her house. Thirdly, Dvija Mantra Vachakaihi. All the Dvijas were reading mantras. Fourthly, Abhishechanam Sunuhu. There was Abhishek done to Krishna. And fifthly, she was giving charity to the Brahmanas. And Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON is following the parampara of Yashodamaya. Don't think Srila Prabhupada speculated something. Do not think Srila Prabhupada gave a formula for a festival because he liked like that. He took that formula from Mother Yashoda in Srimad Bhagavatam. First, have music. And there is incredible music on Janmashtami. Secondly, have Geeta, Kirtan. Now after 2 o'clock onwards, 3 o'clock onwards, there will be amazing Kirtan till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Thirdly, Dvija Mantra Vachakai. Mantras being chanted. Brahma Samhita, Purusha Sukta, Shri Sukta, this Sukta. And Bengalis think, where is the Shukta? For them, Shukta in the Sabji. Right. And our Brahmanas are chanting all these mantras during the Abhishek. And there is Abhishek. And when we offer Abhishek, devotees are thinking, milkshake se Abhishek karte deshek. Hum log milkshake peete bhi nahi hai. Milkshake dal rahe Abhishek mein. And they're shaking out of trepidation. What is this? They're putting so much on Krishna. And there is tremendous charity given. In charity, a lot of prasadam is offered on festival days in ISKCON. Mother Yashoda celebrated an incredible festival because Krishna turned. Today we are celebrating an incredible festival because Krishna appeared. And if we decide to go by Mother Yashoda, resign karke idhar hi baithna padega. Isliye bada bada jo hai, wohi celebrate karte hain. Otherwise, chota, Krishna abhi mud gaye, Krishna abhi bole, Krishna abhi haath uthaya, Krishna ne pair uthaya, Krishna ne aankh khola. Mother Yashoda is only celebrating festivals. And last year, our ISKCON Juhu, entered into the Guinness Book of World Records. ISKCON Juhu, last year Janmashtami, entered into the Guinness Book of World Records for being the only entity or organization on earth to have distributed the largest number of cups of prasadam, food, to anyone. Right. You know, and that is festival, you see. Srila Prabhupada created that legacy of Mother Yashoda. You know, chant, dance, music, abhishek, mantras, and profuse charity of prasad. And therefore, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj explains, when people give you things, you get things. When you give people things, you get blessings. And therefore, Mother Yashoda was giving in charity to the Brahmanas because she wanted blessings for Lord Krishna. Last time when His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj came from America, Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Govind Prabhu had gone to pick him up from the airport. And as they were bringing him back to the temple, Krishna Chandra Prabhu had not actually broken their signal. But the policeman kind of saw it. Aisa laga usko. The policeman came. City marke aage ho. Thamba, thamba, thamba. You know. Sometimes they say thamba. Sometimes they'll deliberately city marke. Hum log ruk jata. Humne signal toda nahi. Aho, tumhala thambolo. Fine sati nahi. Prasad ho. Prasad dya. Aisa kasa chalnar. Ata tumhi prasad nahi denar. Ma kon denar. They want prasad. Three times we were stopped in a car by policemen in Bombay. Simply for prasad. Humko laga signal toda. So it stopped Krishna Chandra Prabhu. Signal todla tumhi. License kada. So Krishna Chandra Prabhu didn't say anything. Govind Prabhu was sitting in saffron. Na saffron wala bolta to thoda, you know, all the mamas are happy. So Govind Prabhu said, asa kaya karta mama? Ata maga motte maharaj aale na. Amerikun ata adas aale. Asa ne karay chata. Soda thana, soda. Asa soda na. Ata kevada hota ho. Kade hota chota chota kadi. Asa ne karay chata. Soda thana, soda. You know, he said like that to him. And then this policeman says, nahi nahi, asa kasa? Tumhi asa ghalun, tumhi asa kela manje dusra kaya karnar? Huh? You should also do like this or what? He's shouting like that at him, you know. And then he said, no. Thik hai. Asa nahi. Soda mama. Aja, thik hai. License ghenar nahi. Terna sanga te. Driver la sanga. Krishna Chandra Prabhu ko bolra. Driver bolra. Mama. You know. Imagine that. Terna sanga. Driver la sanga. As if he's a driver, you know. Terna sanga. Fine dea 200 rupay. Fine. Kaya mama. Ata maharaj aale fine geta tumhi. Asa. So he convinced. Govind Prabhu convinced him. Fine bhi nahi. Nahi. काही नाही देणार, लायसन्स देणार नाही, फाईन देणार नाही, मग काय देणार? सांगा महाराजांना, सांगा हात ठेवा माझ्या डोक्यावर. ठेवा हात माझ्या डोक्यावर. अँड देन ही ग्रॅब्ड, आस्क्ड महाराज टू पुट हिज हँड ऑन हिज हेड. अँड देन वेन द कार टुक ऑफ, हिज होलिनेस राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज टर्न टू कृष्णचंद्र प्रभू अँड गोविंद प्रभू अँड सेड, इंडिया इज द ओनली कंट्री वेर यू कॅन ब्राइब द पोलीस विथ ब्लेसिंग्स. You cannot bribe in any country any policeman with blessings. This is the only place. And therefore, Mother Yashoda is celebrating this incredible festival by giving in charity to the Brahmanas. Why? Because she wants blessings for Lord Sri Krishna. And therefore, on the day when Krishna turned over, Mother Yashoda called for an amazing festival. How did she know she has to celebrate a festival? Very simple. Nanda Maharaj wanted the festival. The husband wanted the festival. And because the husband wanted the festival, she decided, I will celebrate the festival. Did Nanda Maharaj tell her? Did Nanda Maharaj tell Yashoda, okay, today Krishna has turned, now you should celebrate a festival? No. He didn't communicate, he didn't tell, he didn't call her, he didn't order her. How did she come to know? Shukadeva Goswami says, she was Sati. Yashoda Mai was addressed in that verse as Sati. Sati means extremely chaste, extremely loyal. Because Yashoda Mai was such a chaste wife, she could understand the heart of her husband. Her husband did not have to tell her. Their hearts were in tune with each other completely. The husband would think and the wife would know. Wife would think and the husband would know. And therefore, on the day when Krishna turned over, Mother Yashoda was not told by Nanda Maharaj to organize this festival. She understood the heart of her husband, Nanda Maharaj. And therefore, she is called as Sati, chaste,
the Sri Vaishnavas give example and say, the disciple is like the wife and the guru is like the husband. And just like the wife is meant to be extremely chaste to the husband, similarly, the disciple is also meant to be extremely chaste to the guru. Just like the man and a woman get married, the day of initiation is the marriage between the guru and the disciple. Just like on the day of the wedding, there is a yajna where vows are taken. Similarly, on the day of initiation, there is a yajna where vows are taken. Just like on the day of initiation, the wife takes a vow. Till death shall we part in the Christian world. On the day of initiation, the disciple takes a vow. Not till death shall we part, but even beyond death, we shall meet in the eternal abode of the spiritual world to serve Shri Krishna Chandra there with great devotion and commitment. And therefore, wedding and initiation is exactly the same. And then on wedding, people bring gifts. On initiation, people go to ask gifts. Bhiksha, charity. You know, thoda bhiksha de do for guru. You know, I want to give this dakshina to the spiritual master. And therefore, the disciple understands the heart of the guru exactly like a wife understands the heart of the husband, you know, if she is chaste, sati. But many times in Kali Yuga, the wife has to be told or the husband has to be told, in spite of chastity, they have to be told, okay, make this. Like the husband will tell the wife, okay, today I want to eat, you know, masala dosa. So you make masala dosa today. When told, he will do. She will do. So one level of disciple is when he's told, na, he will do. Like a husband tells the wife, I want to eat this, do. Okay, I'll cook. So the guru tells the disciple, I want you to do this service, he'll do. One time one lady woke the husband up and said, Urja, urja. Kya ho gaya? You know, said, please get up. What happened? Said, no, no, I made a chocolate cake and it was in the refrigerator and the thief is stealing it. And he's eating it also. See, he's eating a chunk. तो क्या कर खाने दो ना चुके के खा रहा है पैसा नहीं 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 स्टीलिंग माय केक हस्बैंड से शुड आई कॉल द पुलिस और द एम्बुलेंस विच वन शुड आई कॉल बिकॉज यू नो आफ्टर यू हैव कुक्ड दैट केक आई डोंट नो इज ही अ थीफ और ही गेट फूड पॉइजनिंग आई हैव नो क्लू सो द हस्बैंड हैज टू टेल द वाइफ मेनी टाइम्स ओके यू कुक दिस सो वन लेवल ऑफ डिसाइपल इज द गुरु हैज टू टेल द डिसाइपल ओके यू डू दिस सेकेंड लेवल ऑफ डिसाइपल इज लाइक द माइंड एंड द सेंसेस The mind, even before the senses know anything, knows what the senses want. Mind will get a desire, immediately senses will follow. Mind will simply, gulab jamun dikha sa mind, gulab jamun. Move towards the gulab jamun. Mind will say, thak gaya, japa bhot ho gaya, thak gaya, malar. So ja, you know. Immediately understands. The second level of a disciple is, without telling, the senses don't have to be told, will understand. Immediately understand what the mind is thinking and do it without telling. Mind nahi bolta, okay? Mind doesn't say to the eyes, okay, look there. Mind doesn't tell the tongue, kha kha rasgulla kha. Aisa bolna padta hai, kha beta kha, nahi khaunga main. Tongue says, kha rasgulla. No. The mind, the senses will immediately understand the mind and execute the order. And therefore, the second level of the disciple is like the mind and the senses. Like the senses understand the mind, very closely related. The disciple will understand the heart of the guru. Mother Yashoda understood the heart of Nanda Maharaj. Therefore, she is called as Sati. And the third relationship between the guru and disciple, Sri Vaishnava explained, is the relationship between the soul and the consciousness, the closest, inseparable. Mind, senses bhi thoda to separate ho sakta hai. So gaya to mind or senses alag hai, mind ka apna sapna chalta hai, senses chup chap hai. But soul and consciousness can never be separated. So the three levels of disciples are husband, wife, mind, senses and consciousness, soul. Husband, wife means the wife has to be told cook. The disciple has to be told do service. Good. We cannot understand the heart of the guru like the mind and the senses. No, no problem. At least when he's telling, we should do that. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, what an amazing disciple. He could understand like the consciousness and the soul. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada was the soul. And his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, was the consciousness of the soul. Inseparable. Like the soul and the consciousness cannot be separated. Srila Prabhupada and his Guru Maharaj could never be separated.
And when he came to Mayapur, some of the God brothers were complaining that he did not stop at Chaitanya Gaudiya Math and he did not come to offer homage to the Samadhi of his Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada said to his disciples, they think that I am away from my spiritual master. And he said, there was not one split second. There was not one split second that I was separated from my spiritual master. Prabhupada was like Yashodamai, Sati. He could understand the heart of his Guru Maharaj. Rupa Goswami was Sati. He could understand the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manaha Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. He could understand the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there is a pastime of how he, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing that song in Rathayatra, no one could understand the meaning of that song. Rupa Goswami could understand and he composed a verse and hid it in the rooftop. And Lord Chaitanya asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, how is this Rupa? How did he understand? And Swarup Damodar Goswami said, because you have invested your mercy in him, my dear Lord. Manovishtam could understand the heart. How Srila Prabhupada understood the heart of Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he made this whole International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What is ISKCON? ISKCON. ISKCON is the fruit of one disciple being chased to his guru. ISKCON is the fruit in action of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada as a disciple being Sati, extremely chaste to His spiritual master Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Tomorrow is Nandotsav, His appearance day, Vyas Puja, and so we glorify Him also, right? He could understand the heart. And therefore Srila Prabhupada gave three things to the world. First, He gave books to give us philosophy. Second, He gave His followers and disciples to give us the application, the guidance to follow, understand and follow that philosophy. And third, He gave ISKCON the infrastructure to practice that philosophy. That was Srila Prabhupada's contribution. So Srila Prabhupada, as an architect, made the plan. And Srila Prabhupada's disciples executed the plan by building the structure. And now the next generation has the responsibility to beautify the structure by becoming interior decorators. And the interior decoration is ISKCON will not be simply by one fantastic wall hangings. They are very nice. The interior decoration in ISKCON will be the fantastic qualities of devotees, the virtuous qualities and the amazing character of devotees. Srila Prabhupada, as an architect, made the blueprint how ISKCON should be. Like an architect will make the plan. And Srila Prabhupada's disciples, like engineers, they are the engineers. Prabhupada is the architect. Prabhupada's disciples are the engineers who executed that plan and built the structure of ISKCON. And they are expecting all of us to become interior decorators. Architect, engineer, interior decorator. When the building is made, my God, what a building that is. And therefore the responsibility is ours, that we also become Sati, chaste to our respective spiritual masters, chaste to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, loyal to His teachings, and thereby understand the heart of what they expect from us. And if we cannot go to that level, the minimum is we can learn how to do what they have told us. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, to bring someone, to make someone a devotee is difficult. To keep someone a devotee is more difficult. And to keep someone an inspired devotee is the most difficult. And therefore we come to ISKCON, we become devotees. That is easy, to be a devotee, come and become a devotee. To remain a devotee is harder. And to remain an inspired, enthusiastic devotee is the hardest. And therefore, the process of hearing and chanting in line of Srila Prabhupada is so amazing that if we do that, we will understand through His teachings what is expected of us. And we shall also organize ISKCON in a way that Mother Yashoda organized the festival, understanding the heart of Nanda Maharaj. Yashoda Ma is organizing. And how is she organizing? Because she is chaste and she understands the heart of Nanda Maharaj. ISKCON organization and management, like Gaurang Prabhu so rightly mentioned, doesn't come by a Harvard degree. It comes by remaining faithful and chaste to the Guru Parampara. Any devotee who is chaste and faithful to the Guru Parampara, like Yashoda's chastity to Nanda Maharaj,
made her understand what Nanda Maharaj wanted. Our chastity and loyalty to Srila Prabhupada and his teachings will make us understand what Srila Prabhupada wants, and we will all be able to organize Srila Prabhupada's mission in an incredible way for ourselves and also to help the other conditioned souls come to the lotus feet of the Lord. Jashodamai, as the festival was being celebrated, suddenly she realized Krishna is feeling sleepy. She took little baby Krishna. Bachchon ko to neend aayi jaati hai. Festival ke din jaldi neend aa jaati hai. You know, today's kids are so hyper, nahi sote hi nahi jaldi. You know, raat beta so ja kahani, bata Krishna ne Govardhan uthaya. Us pichli baar suna, mandir mein bhi suna tha. Harry Potter batao abhi, Harry Potter. Are hum Harry Potter bol rahe hain, Harry Potter bolo. You know, they're very hyper. Kids these days super hyper. My God. They don't listen easily, they're not easily tameable. So therefore our GFS school is such a nice, Gopal Pan school is such an amazing project to train the kids in Krishna consciousness from the beginning of their childhood so that they really remain nice and sober devotees, you know. Lord Krishna, baby Krishna, few months old, fell asleep, was falling asleep, you know. Like many are falling asleep while hearing the class. Krishna also, it's a very relevant story I've chosen, Prabhuji, for the class. Krishna started falling asleep. So Mother Yashoda saw a cart, and under that cart, Mother Yashoda went and placed baby Krishna. On top of the cart, so many things were there. There was pearls, there was gold, there was silver, rubies. There were pots full of honey, pots full of molasses, sugarcane juice ka molasses, thick, sweet, nectarian. Pure cart ke upar bhara hua tha saman, and Lord Krishna underneath the cart. And suddenly, Krishna was hungry. Stanarthi. Stanarthi means he wanted Mother Yashoda's milk. Rudan stanarthi. Rone lage. Pehle awaaj kiya thoda. Sun nahi rahi hai maa. Koi baat nahi. Thoda jyada awaaj karta hoon. Kai baar maa sunti nahi na. To jor se awaaj karna padta. To jor se awaaj ki. Phir bhi nahi sunti. Phir rona. Started crying. Rudan stanarthi. Started crying, Rudan. And as he was crying, Mother Yashoda, na eva ashrinot. Na eva ashrinot. Sun nahi pai. She could not hear Krishna's voice. Krishna's crying loudly, but Mother Yashoda was unable to hear Krishna's voice. Crying. Why? Because it was a festival party and there was too much sound going on. They were discussing, कितना अच्छा साड़ी है, कितने में खरीदा, ये ज्वेलरी बहुत अच्छा है, कहां से लाया, रिलायंस से लाया, अदालिस से लाया, टेनिश से लाया, कहां से लाया ये ज्वेलरी, एंड द मेन वर डिस्कसिंग, क्या स्टॉक मार्केट में कैसा चल रहा है आजकल, भाव कैसा चल रहा है स्टॉक और यार इसका, नंद बाबा एंड अदर्स वर डिस्कसिंग अदर थिंग्स, ऑल द कवर्ड मेन, द ब्राह्मणस वर बिजी, इतनी आवाज हुल्लड़ मची थी वृंदावन में, मदर यशोदा हाउस, लाइक अ पार्टी. In a party, there is so much sound. Music is going on, sound is going on. Push, 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 talking. Ye kya hua? Usne kya kya? Usne kya kya? Wo bhaag gaya. Uske saath bhaag gaya. Ye ho gaya. Oh, goodness mine. Talking, talking, talking. In all this sound, how would Mother Yashoda hear Krishna's sound? Mother Yashoda could not hear Krishna's crying because her mind was extremely absorbed in all the other sounds in her house. Krishna is crying loudly, stanarthi, wanting her milk. I want you to come and feed me. But because she's so absorbed in hearing so many different sounds around, Mother Yashoda could not hear. One time at Niagara Falls, you know, there was a group that a tour guide brought, and as everyone was standing there, the tour guide spoke to the group and said, the sound of the Niagara Falls is so loud that 20 supersonic jet planes flying about together, that sound cannot be heard, so loud. And then he turned around and said, may I request all the ladies to be quiet so we can hear the Niagara Falls now. You know My God, sorry. This is not to say that only the ladies talk.
This is just someone sent me a message, so I'm sharing. Men talk equally. It's just that they talk on different topics. Just that they talk on different topics. Talking, goodness mine. एक बार शुरू हो गया ना बस चलता रहता है लोकल ट्रेन में बैठ के देखो एक बार चलता रहता है इसलिए वहां इतनी आवाज है बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर कृष्णा चिल्ला रहा है ले लो नहीं सुनता है कोई ना एव अश्रणोत कैन नॉट हियर द साउंड व्हाई अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन हियरिंग सो मेनी अदर साउंड्स मदर यशोदा कुड नॉट हियर कृष्णस क्राय बिकॉज शी वॉज अब्सॉर्ब्ड इन सो मेनी साउंड्स अकॉर्डिंग टू श्रीपाद वल्लभाचार्य इन द श्री सुबोधिनी टीका on the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavat. And therefore, there is a powerful lesson here that when the mind is absorbed in many things, na, we can never hear Krishna's calling. And Krishna is calling again and again. Just like he was crying for Yashoda's attention, he's crying for our attention. Kya idhar bhag raha hai yahan? Aao mandir mein thoda. But because the mind is absorbed in so many activities, Krishna's calling doesn't enter our ears. We are not able to hear the sound of Krishna. Krishna calls through his devotees. Krishna calls through the purports of Srila Prabhupada. Krishna calls through a lecture. Krishna calls through a billboard. Krishna calls through our conscience. But the more the mind is engaged in materialistic affairs, we cannot hear Krishna's calling. Just like Mother Yashoda, being absorbed in the sounds of the festival day, could not hear Krishna's crying. One devotee, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, Kaliyafani Prabhu, he was telling a story that once he was in Mayapur and he was to leave Mayapur to go to South Africa. And he's one of the preachers, very timid, shy kind of person, never speaks much, doesn't speak much usually. And then the life member bus was leaving for Kolkata, so he thought he will come in the life member bus and board the bus and come to Kolkata and then take a flight. First visit the Radha Govind temple in Kolkata. So when he came there, he was thinking, so many life members, they're not devotees, they're sitting. I should speak. I should talk about Krishna. But very shy, very timid, quiet. I want to speak. I should speak, but no. Struggling. And then as the bus was just entering into Kolkata, at the outskirts, about an hour to go to the temple, suddenly he saw a huge billboard. And on the billboard it was written, "Just why don't you talk?" Question mark. Right. It was the billboard for a cell phone company, network provider, like Vodafone ka hoga, "Just why don't you talk?" So inhone dekha, "Just why don't you talk?" My God, Krishna is telling me, I should talk. Immediately gathered courage, stood up and started speaking with such confidence that all of these live members became so interested. Some of them even came to the temple and started attending the programs to become devotees later. And immediately after he came to Bombay and he gave the class here and he was telling, Krishna speaks to us through many people. Sometimes through a situation, sometimes through a billboard, sometimes to a newcomer. Prabhupada's very angry. You know, there is a yagya going on for DT installation. And Prabhupada asks, where are the bananas? And the devotees get fruit salad because they made a fruit salad out of the bananas. And this is all being televised. And Prabhupada's furious, angry like anything, fuming, all on TV. Prabhupada was what he was, simple, in and out the same. And then, one new person, who had just been coming for like 2 weeks in the temple, he patted Srila Prabhupada, new American hippie. Chant Hare Krishna. He's telling Srila Prabhupada, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. You know. And Prabhupada took his beads and started chanting. Just Krishna is telling me, you know, chant Hare Krishna in such a situation. And therefore Krishna is calling us many times. But the more we are absorbed in material things, material consciousness, one cannot hear the sound of Krishna. Krishna is a God who demands attention. And if he doesn't get attention, he creates tension. Right. And therefore, as he was lying under the cart, Krishna realized, Mother Yashoda is not going to come. Well, I'm not going to spare like this. He kicked the cart. Lord Krishna kicked the cart and the cart came down to the ground crumbling, broken practically. Every pot on the cart fell off. The axle that held the two wheels broke off. And one wheel went flying in one direction and the other wheel went flying in the other direction. And Mother Yashoda immediately came and picked Krishna up. And therefore many times when we don't give attention to Krishna, na, there is kicking of the cart. What is Shaktasura Leela? Shaktasura Leela is when we do not take Krishna seriously and we do not give attention to Krishna, then Krishna has to create some tension. You know, then he has to kick. Today Gaurang Prabhu spoke about Krishna's eyes. And I'm speaking here this afternoon about Krishna's lotus feet. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Pravala Mriduhu, Pravala, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna were tiny. You see a baby's feet, na? My God, baby's feet, they're like this big, softish, pinkish. Even the babies of this world. You can imagine Krishna is a baby and his tiny, tender lotus feet. The acharyas have commented, the lotus feet of Krishna, the little baby, are like the newly, freshly formed pinkish mango leaf. If you ever seen a mango tree, and when the mango leaf starts coming, it's very fresh. It's like slightly maroon pinkish. And you pull it out, it's tiny, maroonish in color, very soft. Krishna kicked the cart, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, that proves that he is the supreme personality of Godhead, source of all incarnations. Lat mara, kaat tuta, sab kya utar ke surote, aisa kaisa? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, in order for Krishna to kill Hiranyakashipu, na, he had to become big Narasimha Dev and tear with nails. In order for the Lord to come and take things away from Bali Maharaj, he had to expand as Trivikram. But Krishna, no change of size. Same baby size, same lotus feet. Kicked, cart came crumbling down. And there are five reasons why Krishna kicked that cart. Our acharyas have given commentary on this verses and have said there are five reasons why Krishna kicked that cart. The first reason is because Krishna wanted to show that a devotee should never collect more than necessary. Atyahar. Krishna wanted to show, I am the provider, not the things. I maintain you, not the things maintain you. Right? And therefore, the Brajavasis had put all these things on top of the cart and Krishna underneath. Krishna bole, achha, tumko lagta hai, tumhara sab saman tumko maintain karega. I am the maintainer, not you. And you are collecting more than necessary, atyahar. Krishna kicked the cart to show all your honey, your grains, your gold, your rubies won't maintain. I shall maintain you. Krishna wanted to show that one should not collect more than necessary. And if one has anything, one should use it in service to Krishna. One time a reporter came to meet Srila Prabhupada and said to Srila Prabhupada, who gives so much money to run the temple? These are bahut log puchte aisa prashna. When I go outside, people first ask, kya milta hai khane ko ashram mein? Roti, sabji, dal, chawal, wohi khate. Kuch alag din, wohi khate. Aur kapda, kapda, ashram hi deta hai. Or tankwa kitna dete tankwa? How much salary you get? You're working for this ISKCON. How much salary you get? Everyone feels like it. They're always concerned about money. So this reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, where does the money come to maintain the temple? Prabhupada said, from Krishna. Krishna provides the money. Tu usko samjha nahi ho? Krishna provides the money. How Krishna provides the money? Prabhupada said, Krishna provides the money. So one devotee was standing close by. He said, no, actually Krishna arranges the money. No, Prabhupada said, Krishna provides the money. So reporter got very agitated. How Krishna provides the money? You know what Prabhupada said? Srila Prabhupada said, if I pray to Krishna for money, na, he is there in your heart. He will tell you, sir, pull out your wallet and give all what you have to Swamiji. Reporter said, thank you, Swamiji. I am leaving now. Huh? I am leaving now. And therefore, Krishna provides for everything when a devotee has that faith. And a devotee with that faith endeavors as much as is necessary, but never indulges in atyahar. How to know it is atyahar? One can know it is atyahar when, number one, our collections of money, resources, etc., is affecting our Krishna conscious practices. काम काज के बीच में इतने पैसे के बीच में पीछे पड़े हैं कि अपना जपा नहीं होता है, भक्तों से संग करने के लिए टाइम नहीं, मतलब अत्याहार. क्लियर, वेरी क्लियर. सेकेंडली, जो भी आता है ना पैसा, रिसोर्सेस, वो केवल बैंक में रहता है, बस बैंक में रहता है, इट्स ऑल बैंक. वन टीचर के मैंने आस्ट स्टूडेंट सन क्लास में पूछा प्रश्न, वेयर इज द कैपिटल ऑफ इंडिया, द चाइल्ड सेड इन द स्विस बैंक्स. वेयर इज द कैपिटल ऑफ इंडिया, ऑल द कैपिटल मनी ऑफ इंडिया इज लाइंग इन द स्विस बैंक्स. एंड देयरफॉर व्हेन देयर इज होल्डिंग ऑफ मनी विदाउट यूजिंग इट इन सर्विस टू कृष्णा, दैट इज अत्याहार. Firstly, while we work, we can work as hard to earn more and have more to serve Krishna. But if all that earning is going to affect our chanting and our association with devotees, then it is becoming more than necessary. Secondly, if it is only remaining under our control and is not being released in service to Guru and Krishna, then it is becoming atyahar. Like one devotee sent me an SMS message saying that he and his good wife, they were very much wanting to sponsor a Kalash Abhishek, 35,000 I believe, and he's a professor, right? Wife also working for our Gopal's Garden school. So both of them were thinking, we want to give Kalash Abhishek, and they were going through a tremendous financial crisis in their life at this point of time, just about 15 days a month back, tremendous difficulty how to do it. But they were thinking, no, we just want to give it, give that money to Krishna, otherwise what is the point in just earning if we don't give to Krishna and serve Krishna according to our capacity, whatever capacity we have. And then they decided finally, with great difficulty, somehow or the other, they just brought some money together, idhar udhar se apna jo bhi hai leke, they sponsored the Kalash Abhishek. The day Prabhuji came and gave the check in the temple, next day morning he checked his bank account, there was 1.5 lakhs in the bank account. And all that money came because of all uncleared arrears from before, which was not being recovered and not coming. Everyone had given it in one night. All the money came. And this devotee sent me an SMS saying, when one tries to serve, na, not hold back, Krishna gives. Krishna gives resources to serve. And if Krishna doesn't give resources to serve, Krishna gives opportunities to serve. Whichever way, we get service. Seva. If we simply hold back, that is atyahar. And this devotee is Yogavatar Prabhu and Rasarani Mataji. This, he sent me a message. Our Yogavatar Prabhu said, we were struggling. Somehow he gathered that money and brought it. Next morning, there was 1.5 lakhs. Money that was not recovered, all came immediately. And we had no problems, and Krishna is taking care. And therefore, one reason why Krishna kicked that cart and pulled everything down is to show, I maintain. Your grains, your honey, your rubies, that doesn't maintain. And anytime one has a pride that I am the maintainer, Krishna kicks the cart, right? And brings it down to make us humble to realize, no, he is the one. The second reason why Krishna kicked the cart is because he wanted the Brajvasis to become connoisseurs. Connoisseurs of fine taste, spiritual rasa. He did not want them to enjoy material rasa. They had put honey on top. Shahad, meetha shahad, aur Krishna ko niche. Aur Krishna soch rahe the, mujhse meetha koi hai kya? Is there anything sweeter than me? Is nothing sweeter than me. Your honey is not sweeter than me and your money is not sweeter than me. And now that you have chosen me, you are now prioritizing jada rasa, honey, over bhakti rasa, me. And I can't tolerate this. Shahad ko mujhse upar rakha. Material tastes and material joy you're keeping above bhakti joy? No. Kick the cart. Sab shahad niche. Ast vyast. Bole, kya shahad ke piche pade ho? Main hoon sabse bada shahad. I am the sweetest of all. Therefore his name is Madhava. The four meanings of name Madhava given by Sanatana Goswami Pad. First meaning of the name Madhava, the husband of Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. Ma Dhavati iti Madhava. The second meaning of Madhava, one who brings the spring season in life, because Madhava also means spring. So when Krishna comes in our life, the fresh budding spring season comes. The third meaning of Madhava, that Krishna who comes in the dynasty of Yadu, a king called Madhu was there in the Yadu dynasty, Because he loved that king Madhu, therefore he got the name Madhava, Sanatan Goswami explains. And the fourth reason why Krishna is called Madhava is because Madhava comes from Madhu, sweetness. Krishna is so sweet. In the life full of bitterness caused by our karmic reactions and caused by the suffering in the material world, Madhava comes to bring sweetness. So Krishna was thinking, I am so sweet, Madhav, and they put sweet honey on top. Nishagirado. Now let them know, I should be put on top, material rasa, jada rasa should be below. In Los Angeles, New Dwarka, Rukmini Dwarka Desh temple, there was a pujari, brahmachari. 5 years he was doing arati and seva to Rukmini Dwarka Desh. And as he was offering the services, one day while offering arati, he suddenly remembered that he used to be a surfer, have a surfing board and go surfing on the oceans. And he started missing it. Krishna is there, bhakti rasa. Aur abhi isko kya chahiye shahad, surfing on the ocean. He decided, enough is enough. Saffron utar diya, patloon shirt pehen liya. He went to the ocean. He got a first class surfing board. Got onto the surfing board, started surfing on the ocean. And as he was surfing on the ocean, Krishna chup baithenge kya? Hey, mujhe chhod ke surfing ke piche bhaag raha hai, suffering ke piche. Why is running after the surfing which will cause so much suffering? Prabhupada called surfers sufferers. You know, what is he doing? Mujhe chhod ke idhar shahad rakha hai, laat marunga hai shahad girane ke liye. Mujhe chhod ke surfing kar raha hai na? Theek hai, abhi dikhata hoon isko main kya hoon. A massive whale started chasing this guy. This devotee who was a pujari for 5 years, brahmachari, saw the whale coming behind him. So he knew, being a brahmachari for 5 years, he knew which button to press for protection. So the first button he pressed was, Namaste Narasimhaya. The speed of the whale increased. Bola, Narasimhadev fail ho gaye. Samsara dava nalalidha loka. Guru Maharaj bhi fail ho gaye. Faster. The whale started increasing its speed. He started chanting Tulsi Puja. Tulasi Krishna Pre. Tulsi Maharani. The whale is getting faster. Pura morning program ho gaya. Surfing board pe. Finally he said, Krishna, I am extremely sorry. Please save me from this whale. I promise you, I will never prioritize Jada Rasa over Bhakti Rasa again in my life. I will never put honey above you, my dear Lord. Please save me. As he prayed like this, the whale came and stood stand still there. And the whale realized it was Ekadashi. Abhi isko kya khaun? And whale took an about turn and left from there. And this devotee is still there in Los Angeles temple. He only told the story. Still serving as pujari. Aur abhi bola koi surfing? Never again. You can imagine the Brajavasis. They're prioritizing, Acharyas explain, putting honey on top of Krishna. Which means putting jada rasa on top of bhakti rasa. Thirdly, Krishna wanted to protect the character of devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this Shakatasura, all these things on top of this cart, represents bad habits, the load of bad habits. And everyone practically has bad habits. Before coming to Krishna consciousness and even after coming to Krishna consciousness, pankha band kar diya, Prabhupada bolte hain. Current band ho gaya, lekin tab tak thoda ghumta rehta hai, chalta rehta hai thode der tak. Pura band hone mein time lagta hai. So many people, they just cannot stand it. You know, they just cannot stand it. Chai coffee nahi. Ye bahut jyada hai. Are coffee mein kya problem hai? Baki sab rule kafi hai na? Coffee kyun band karte hain aap? All other rules and regulations are kafi. Why are you stopping our coffee? Tea and coffee? You guys are too rigid, huh? Hare Krishnas. Too rigid. Can't take. South Indians, ask them to stop their filter kapi. My God. Everything is okay. They cannot easily stop their filter kapi. And this is the least on the list of habits. There are physical habits. Devotees who have parked their two-wheelers outside temple are requested to urgently move them. This is required by the Gamdevi police to arrange their staff. Right? So anyone who has two-wheelers parked outside, kindly take them out. You know? So thinking, Hari, how, what, so many habits. Physical bad habits still taken care of. Mental bad habits. Fault finding. Wo to nahi jata. Verbal bad habits. Criticizing and blaspheming and backpicking. Right? And intellectual bad habits. Speculating. Habits for the ego. Demanding attention and prestige. अरे क्या नो कॉफी नो टी क्या बड़ी बात है चाय कॉफी तो कोई भी ऐसा छोड़ देगा क्या बड़ी बात है बट टू स्टॉप दीज अदर बैड हैबिट्स एक्सट्रीमली डिफिकल्ट श्रीला सच्चिदानंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर एक्सप्लेन्स दैट दिस कार्ट फुल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स रिप्रेजेंट्स बैड हैबिट्स एंड बैड हैबिट्स कैन बी डिस्ट्रॉयड बाय अवर एफर्ट ऑफ कोर्स बट कृष्ण हैज टू किक द कार्ट टू ब्रिंग इट डाउन सो वी पुट आवर एफर्ट बट अनलेस कृष्णा कम्स एंड किक्स आवर बैड हैबिट्स अवे इट इज नॉट ईजी टू डील विद आवर बैड हैबिट्स And there are so many habits that so many people have. When I was in Italy once, I went to Bologna. Just 2 hours drive from Venice. We drove from Venice to Bologna, close to Florence. And while there, I gave a lecture and one guy came to meet me. I said, what's your name? He said, Antonio. It's a very typical way of Italian pronunciation. What's your name? Pietro. Antonio. The Prabhuji, my name is Antonio. Very typical way of... And Italians are very good at expressing. To speak one statement, there are 125 expressions on the face. It's like a theatrical drama. Very expressive people, you know. So he told me his name was Antonio. So he said he liked Hare Krishna. I said, how did you come to our temple? He said, I hate ISKCON. Bola, idhar kya kar raha hai? So once upon a time, I used to hate ISKCON. So why? Said, everywhere I used to go, Florence, Milano, Pisa, Bologna, Venice, Venice is Venice in Italian. Wherever I used to go, these bald fellows, like you, used to come and stick a book in my face. Lele. Udadhar mein hota hai marathon mein. Bhagavad Gita aaya. Aisa koi bhi aayega jayega, uske aankh ke samne aisa karte rahenge. There's no other way, otherwise people don't stop. These people used to stick that book in my face. I decided, nahi kharido. I used to just shout at them, yell at them, they would go away. Then he said, one day, when I was in my hometown, one of these bookmen of yours came and stuck a book in my face. I was so irritated, I said, get lost. He kept pestering me so much. I said, okay, no problem. I pulled the book from his hand and I ran away. Paisa nahi diya usko. पैसा फुकट का इतना सताया है मेरे को अभी कम से कम एक फुकट का बुक तो लेता हूं जिस पुल द बुक आई डिडंट गिव हिम अ डोनेशन सेड आई केम होम एंड इन माय रूम आई जस्ट फ्लंग द बुक एंड थ्रू इट लाइक दैट थ्रू द बुक अवे इट वेंट इन फेल इन अ कॉर्नर सेड आई डिसाइडेड इन माय लाइफ आई विल नेवर टच दैट बुक फॉरगेट अबाउट ओपनिंग एंड रीडिंग व्हाट इज इनसाइड बोलोनिया इज नोन एज द ड्रग कैपिटल of Italy. All the students in Italy and all students all over the world, if they want to come to Italy to study, will go to Bologna because so much drugs there. And they took me also there. This drug street, not to take drugs, to show what happens there. And one guy sitting there was saying, Pura drug mein aisa baitha tha wo, aisa. Mere ko dekhte bolta, you are a Buddha. You are Buddha. I said, I am not Buddha, you are Buddhu. What are you talking, I am Buddha? I don't look like a Buddha man. What are you talking? You know, and of course I could say you're Buddhu because he didn't understand my language Hindi. तो उधर कुछ भी बोलो तो उसको समझ में क्या आएगा? वो Buddhu बोलो, Buddha बोलो, Krishna बोलो, उसको क्या समझ में आएगा? तो you Buddhu. And I've seen that place where they sell those drugs. Antonio told me a story. Just the day he threw the book, next morning, as he was driving his bike in Bologna, he fell off from the bike and broke his leg. ठीक है होता है. No problem. And then, he used to be a big drug addict, big time. And just as he broke his leg, thoda theek karne doctor ke paas gaya, to phone aaya, father got a massive cardiac arrest. Father ko heart attack aaya. So mother called, come and rush immediately to the hospital. Father is in the hospital. Come and pick me up and we'll go. Someone has admitted him. So he was on his way home and his cell phone rang. And he got a heart attack because his girlfriend ran away with some other boy. That day only, everything in a line. Pair tuta, father ka heart tuta, iska relationship tuta. And then as he came home to pick his mother to go home, go to the hospital to see the father, the mother was coming out. She fell down to the ground and her teeth, you know, entered into her lip. Aisa oth niche aa gaya aur daant oth se andar ghus gaya. Flesh and blood hangi, abhi nikalenge kaise usko? She was crying and in excruciating pain. So this guy, tute pair ke saath, tute hriday ke saath, mother ke tute daant ke saath aur father ke tute heart ke saath, in the hospital. And he came back after things were a little okay. He told me the story personally in Bologna. When he came back, he came to his room. Bole, aaj to kuch karna padega. He went around looking for drugs because that's fully into drugs. And imagine how Gopal Krishna works. Amazing. Bologna, it never happens like that. That day he went to every drug shop on that street. All drugs were over. Ek drug mila nahi. Thought, okay, today I will drink 2 bottles of vodka. Ghar mein aake. Ghar mein toh bar tha. He came to the house. No alcohol left. Father ne pura pahle din khatam ke, isliye heart attack aaya. Nothing left. Everything over. Now what to do? So as he was sitting there depressed, he turned around and saw the book in the corner. Said, I have to see what is this. He had taken a vow, he went and picked this up. Picked the book up. And when he picked the book up, he saw the picture of Srila Prabhupada. And he said, he was telling me, he said, I've never ever seen someone so happy, someone so fulfilled, someone so contented in my life. He said, I must see what is in this book. So he turned. He had not even seen what the book is about. That book was Ishopanishad. So he read the whole book cover to cover that same night. And he was so convinced about what Prabhupada was saying in his purports. He decided to come to the temple. So he found the address there in Bologna. And our Trai Prabhu and Krishna Loka Mataji, they've come here many times. They run that center there. Came there. And he said, I was so convinced by what they told me. And I started chanting Hare Krishna. Within 1 month, all my drugs were gone. Right? And therefore, if one has to deal with bad habits, Krishna has to kick. Our effort has to be there, but Krishna also has to kick. And that load has to come crumbling down. The fourth reason why Krishna kicked this cart was to turn the condition of a personality from unfortunate to fortunate. Someone had to become unfortunate to fortunate. Who was that? It was a son of Hiranyaksha. The two brothers, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu's son, Prahlad. Hiranyaksha Sam's name was Utkacha. Utkacha had gone to the ashram of Lomashrishi and had offended Lomashrishi by not respecting him. So Lomashrishi had cursed him. You have such a huge body. You're so proud of your body. I curse you. Let your body fall apart right now. And may you become a ghost, bhoot. Right. Immediately, like a snake, skin falls off. Utkacha's body, huge, fell off. And all he was left with was his soul roaming around, bhatakti atma, bhoot, ghost. Immediately prayed to Lomashrishi, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Correct me, please. Bless me that I'm, after all, a small thing I did, don't curse me like this. Lomashrishi said, no problem. When Krishna comes and Mother Yashoda puts Krishna under the cart, you enter into the cart. So Shakata means a cart. Asura means a demon. So the cart demon, he was not a demon. Son of Hiranyaksha, now a ghost, who had entered into the cart. Otherwise it was just a bullock cart. Bhoot ghus gaya. Possessing. A ghost can possess. Anyone, Prabhupada writes a whole big purport. And this time the ghost had entered into the cart, Utkacha's soul. Right. And therefore he had made a mistake, but he regretted. Srimad Bhagavatam is all about turning mistake into a wonderful opportunity to serve the Lord, because the Lord is at stake. You know, Parikshit Maharaj's mistake, apparent mistake of putting a snake around, Bhagavatam comes. Indra's mistake apparently, disrespecting Brihaspati, you know, Indra disrespects Brihaspati, a mistake. Ultimately turns into benediction. Chitraketu's mistake of laughing at Shiva and Parvati. Ajamil's mistake. Durvasa's mistakes. Bhagavatam is full of mistakes. And therefore don't be, kind of depressed. Everyone makes mistakes. To err is human. To forgive is divine. Lord Krishna forgives. Bhagavatam is all about transforming a mistake in order that one grows deeper into taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Utkacha entered into the cart. Lord Krishna kicked that cart to release Utkacha from his unfortunate condition and make him fortunate by again giving him a gross body and ultimately helping him achieve the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada also made so many unfortunate lives fortunate. Here in Bombay, he made an unfortunate life fortunate. There was one man who was in prison. And in the prison, he saw the Back to Godhead magazine. And on the Back to Godhead magazine, he saw Srila Prabhupada's picture with a Rolex watch on. And he was a thief. He thought, "Achha mila hai bakra. Chura le gaya ghadi." And he came to Hare Krishna land Juhu as soon as he was released to steal Srila Prabhupada's watch. He came and he sat. He heard Srila Prabhupada speaking. He said, "Aisa turant to nahi chura sakte." Started chanting, started staying in the temple, shaved his head off, became a devotee, started practicing Krishna consciousness. Chori vori bhul gaya. And he was under someone, one of senior devotee under whom he was cooking. And one day Prabhupada was giving initiation. He said, "Initiation kya hota hai? Dekh ke aao kya? Dekh ke aata hu bas." "Nahi, nahi, cooking karo. 5 minutes. 5 minutes I'll come." "So okay, 5 minutes you should be." So he came there and Prabhupada called him. "Come." He had come to steal Rolex watch. Said, "You're initiated?" "No." "Why?" "I'll initiate. Sit." "You know the regulative principles?" "No." "Okay, I'll teach you. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sin, chant Hare Krishna." And he initiated him. Gave him initiation. So he came out of the kitchen as a cook, went inside as an initiated god brother to the cook. When it came time to make his passport, he filled in the form of the passport, wrote his name. He wrote his initiated name. He was from a Muslim family from Pakistan. Wrote his initiated name there, but could not write his father's name because he did not know who his father was. He had no clue who his father was because his mother was not coming from a certain kind of background, married background. You know what I mean? My God, how unfortunate. He came to Srila Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, you are my father. Can I put your name in my passport form?" Prabhupada said, "Yes. Even I have put my Guru Maharaj's name." Prabhupada had his Guru Maharaj's name in the father's name column in passport. Said, "Okay, put." And in the whole of ISKCON, there is only one devotee, one initiated disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who has Prabhupada's name as father, is this one devotee. Right? From anath, he made him sanath. From unfortunate to fortunate. The touch of Krishna's lotus feet when he kicks the shakata, kicks that shakata to make Utkacha, who is a ghost body, fortunate by the touch of his feet. And therefore, by the mercy of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, we have got the mercy of Krishna and the touch of his lotus feet, and he has come to make our lives fortunate. And the last C is cessation. Krishna kicked the cart to show that I've come here to this world to end all material miseries, cessation of material miseries to give liberation. The axle of the cart represents false ego. One wheel of the cart represents birth, the other wheel represents death. And the cycle of birth and death keeps continuing. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare shayanam. Again birth, again death. Sometimes in the womb of a dog, she-dog, sometimes in the womb of a she-tiger, sometimes in the womb of a lady. Constantly this repeated cycle of birth and death, samsara chakra continues. Krishna comes to end that chakra and reclaim us back to the spiritual world. That's why he comes on Janmashtami, to pick us up from this world, pick us up from this nasty, obnoxious, stinking gutter, to pull us back to his divine lotus feet so that we can enjoy this party with him. Spiritual world is non-stop 24-hour party and Krishna is inviting us. And therefore, the last reason why he kicked the cart is to show, I give liberation from birth and death. One wheel birth, second wheel death, the axle that connects them, ego. Destruction of it
to bring one to the spiritual world. One devotee comes to our temple, counselor. He had heard a beautiful Hindi song, not beautiful, Hindi Bollywood song. He liked that song so much, meaningful song. Aa chal ke tujhe leke chalu ek aise gagan ke tale, jahan gam bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar mile. Kishore Kumar. He sang and he wrote the lyrics. And according to my knowledge, this devotee even went to meet the lyricist, Kishore Kumar. Ki aisa jagah hai kya koi? Jahan gam bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar mile. Wo bole, gana likhne ka kaam mera hai. Wo kidhar hai wo, main dhundne ka kaam mera thode hi hai. And then this person came to our temple here. And when he came to the temple here in the Sunday program, the devotee was giving talk and he was talking on Natat Bhasayate Suryo Na Shashanko Na Pavaka. That spiritual world where there is no sun, no moon, no electricity, that is a place where every talk is a song, every word is a song, every walk is a dance, where there are Kalpavrikshas giving all, fulfilling all desires, Suruhi cows giving abundant milk, where there is no crying, simply laughing, no gum, no asu. He said, wow, yehi to main dhoond raha tha. Kahan hai ye? And immediately came and spoke to this devotee. And today is our counselor, Upendra Prabhu. You know, one of our senior counselors, Upendra Prabhu. And therefore Krishna comes to tell us, I will take you. I'll break this both wheels, the axle, false ego, birth and death, and take you to that place jahan gam bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar mile. Just love, the land of love, Golok Vrindavan. And therefore, Krishna kicks the Shakata, Shakata Asura, for these five reasons, five C's. First C, collection, not to collect more than necessary, Atyahara. Second C, so that we can become connoisseurs of spiritual rasa, so that we do not put honey over him, Jada rasa over Bhakti rasa. The third C, to give us good character, because this represents the load of bad habits. Krishna can kick and bring character. The fourth C, to change our condition from unfortunate to fortunate, like Utkacha. And the fifth C, for cessation of material existence by giving us liberation and pulling us back into the divine abode of Golok Vrindavan. And therefore, this is such an auspicious occasion of Janmashtami, where we are discussing those most wonderful attributes, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, submerging our consciousness in this wonderful pastimes of the Lord and getting nourishment. Therefore, Krishna is known as Gopala. Why? First, because he wants to give us his lotus feet. Second, because he wants to nourish our senses. So on this most auspicious occasion of Janmashtami, we want to offer a prayer at the lotus feet of Shishirada Gopinath, that just like he kicked Shakatasura, you know, Shakatasura, similarly may his lotus feet come in our life. And may we never ever over endeavor for anything but for bhakti. May we never ever substitute bhakti rasa by jada rasa. May we never ever fall back into the past bad habits and conditionings that we have all come with a big baggage as we come to the Krishna consciousness movement. May we always remain under his lotus feet, be kicked by his lotus feet, so that our condition remains fortunate. We are fortunate by the grace of his divine grace and his followers and the devotees. May we always remain fortunate. And may we at the end of this life, by the will of the Lord, go to a place where he wants us to go to serve his lotus feet. Wherever we are in the material world or in the spiritual world, if we are serving him, there is no gum and there is no asu. And that is, there is only love. And that is Janmashtami. And we want to offer this prayer that may we hear his calling. May our minds not be absorbed in so many things that when he cries for our attention, we are not able to give him attention. And on this most auspicious occasion of Janmashtami, we want to offer a prayer that may we simply become a servant of the servant of the servant of his divine grace Srila Prabhupada and his followers, our spiritual masters, and all the other Vaishnavas and that fantastic association. Year after year, may we keep all of us celebrating Janmashtami till we all finally meet together to celebrate Janmashtami in the spiritual world. There is no Janmashtami there because Krishna is eternal. But to celebrate the eternal party in Golok Vrindavan. I wish to thank all of you very much.
హరే కృష్ణ, జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చంద్ర భగవాన్ కి జయ, శ్రీ రాధా గోపీనాథ్ లలిత విశాఖాదేవి కి జయ, శ్రీ కృష్ణ జన్మాష్టమి మహామహోత్సవ కి జయ, శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ, గౌర్ ప్రేమానందే హరి హరి బోల్. నౌ విల్ హావ్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ శ్యామానంద్ ప్రభు కమ్ అండ్ మధురేణ సమాపయత్ ఎండ్ విత్ ద లాస్ట్ డిజర్ట్ ఫర్ దిస్ ఆఫ్టర్నూన్ అండ్ దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ బై అబౌట్ 2:15 ఆర్ 45 మినిట్స్ టు అన్ అవర్ విల్ స్టార్ట్ సెట్టింగ్ ద ప్లేస్ ఫర్ కీర్తన్ అండ్ దర్శన్ కి. హరే కృష్ణ.